Rookies were out there for the first time. We got to see them running around. Just so everybody knows, Joe Philbin was not in attendance as he was tending to a personal matter. We don't know any of the details, but hopefully he returns for the remainder of the weekend. Also, Tristan mentioned Terrence Fidet. He is now one of four rookies from the eight-player draft class who has signed officially as that news came down last hour as he joins Tripp, Hazel, and Lynch. Now Fidet joins the group of guys who have officially signed. But as Dennis Hickey described, today was a showcase for all the players out there. We were adding up the numbers. There were upwards of 70 players out there today for rookie minicamp, which is a huge number. Usually you're very limited in terms of what you can do because of the numbers. They had a bunch of guys from off the street joining the draft picks and joining the undrafted free agent crop that had originally come in. And you take a look at what happened. We were looking for the draft picks, see what they were going to do. The offensive lineman, not too much contact. So Juwan James, Billy Turner, the one news note that we can mention there is that Billy Turner was lining up at the left guard position in some of the drills. So that's interesting to see if that's the future of what he has in store for him with the Dolphins and his role. But OJ, overall, from what you saw, what did you expect and what did you see out there from the rookies?
Well, yeah, I want to see how these guys can take what they got in the classroom and see if they can take it out on the football field. You know, and a lot of guys, you know, you go out there, especially the first time together, some guys were here as of yesterday, 24 hours, and they go out there and they see a lot of mental mistakes. A lot of guys, they went out there and they worked hard, they ran around with a lot of good tempo and a hot, hot, hot day, you know, and that was impressive to see the guys go out there and be able to handle the weather environment first and foremost. But also what I wanted to see was, you know, where were guys going to be? You talk about Billy Turner. That was the most important thing I wanted to see. Was he going to be a guard or a tackle? I know the numbers are, you know, aren't the same as they're going to be when the veterans come along, but you always want to see where the coach is having penciled in at right away. You also want to see where Jordan Tripp was going to be, and they had him more in the middle than he was in the outside in a lot of the drills. And that's also interesting as well because you got a rookie coming in, you know, a late-round draft pick that, you know, where you've got a guy in the middle already, but he could be doing that for backup. He could be doing it for experience. You just never know why. You know, they start him off, you know, working in the middle. So I think that was one of the most important things. And you want to see what everybody's condition looked like. You know, you have all these guys in the last couple of weeks, have they been working? You know, have they been working on their own? You know, have they been slacking? Because now is when you get out there in that heat, is when you get all the reps out there, and you start testing people, testing their heart, testing their, you know, their endurance, testing how tough they are. Because at this point right now, you're fighting for a position. Your skills can show you one thing, but your conditioning will show the coach a lot of other things as well.
You're right, and that was evident today. The only guy that we saw, and again, not to make too much of this, but Walt Akins left a little bit early, as you could tell that the heat and humidity was getting to him. Before we talk a little bit more about that, the other interesting note is that when the 11-on-11 drills were going on, the draft picks were off to the side, not participating, as they were getting some individual coaching. And so you could clearly see sort of the hierarchy of power in terms of where the draft picks are compared to the rest of the guys. But Sam, we talked a little bit last hour, the weather. And what is that like when you're first coming down here to South Florida? I know you're a Northern Florida guy, but getting down to South Florida for the first time, especially after you're out of football, real football for a while, waiting for the draft and everything, to first hit the field and then feel that humidity. Today was a good test. Felt like training camp out there.
And just in these 8 days with these guys being down here, they're pretty much eating schedule, their lifting schedule, their product that they're taking have totally changed. So, you know, to see Walt Akins and see him go down early, you know, I'm not surprised in that because he was already a big frame guy. And now he's getting down here with the work program. He's got a lot stronger. I'm pretty sure he's eating has totally changed from when he left college. It just totally, you're going to gain a little bit of weight. You're going to gain mass because you're seeing what your peers are doing around you. So all of a sudden, this totally changes you. So when you step into this arena, when we're talking about that heat outside and there's no wind blowing, you know, it's going to take a toll on if you haven't been preparing and getting yourself used to it. So just 8 days is not going to do it. I remember teams try to come down here 2 days before. That's the worst thing you can do to try to get yourself prepared for a 1 o'clock game. So the same thing, a 36 guys, they were out there on a showcase. You talked about the draft picks having a hierarchy and being off to the sideline. Listen, I can't have my draft picks going out there with 36 guys on a showcase that's going 100 miles an hour and get my investment any kind of banged up. I prefer them to sit, learn what we're doing, be ready to go when the veterans get here because the veterans understand how to practice, and then they'll just blend in with those guys and you'll have opportunity to minimize anything for injury.
the nice thing was, even though we didn't see much activity from the offensive linemen, we did get to see both Matt Hazel and Jarvis Landry running some routes, catching some balls. We mentioned Walt Akins. He was out there with some activity. So it was fun. Get to see the guys for the first time. And, again, we've been starving for some football action. And there are obviously expectations, a lot of buzz around the draft class. So to see them out there for the first time, nice way to kick this off. In the meantime, to talk more about what happened on the football field, Dennis Hickey addressed the media just after practice. And, again, it might seem strange that the general manager is talking after the rookie minicamp. Mm-hmm. Joe Philbin wasn't there because he was tending to a personal matter. So Dennis Hickey first talked about Jarvis Landry, a guy who made some highlight reel plays in the limited time we got to see him, and talking about the different roles that he can play for this team.
Yeah, we feel like he brings that to the table, a versatile skill set to play both inside the slot and on the outside. And, you know, we feel like he's definitely going to help us on special teams.
There was Dennis Hickey talking about Jarvis Landry. I know, OJ, that really piqued your interest when you heard Dennis talking about the versatility that Jarvis Landry is going to bring to this team, not only at wide receiver, but also on special teams.
Yeah, it really does. And you look at a guy like Jarvis Landry, and he talked about it himself as being a really reliable guy, and that's what you want to have in your football player, a guy that you can count on to go out there and do whatever's asked of him, play inside, play outside. He can be a gunner on special teams. He can also return punts. And, you know, you can always count on doing the right thing and being in the right place at the right time. So I look at the roster in general. You got guys that, even a guy like Billy Turner, you know, if he plays tackle or guard, I think versatility is always the key when it comes to trying to put a 53-man roster together. You have to have guys that can play multiple positions. And a guy like Jarvis Landry, you know, you put him anywhere. He said he can play anywhere. And that's the important attitude. Some guys just want to be outside. Some guys just want to be inside. You know what I mean? And some guys just, you know, they just want to do one thing. If you got a guy like that, you know, making plays like that and the ball's in the air and they're attacking it at the highest point, you got a guy that can be very successful in the NFL. And the more you do, the more job security you'll have in the NFL.
Yeah, one of the highlights of today, again, didn't see a whole lot of action out there, but if you were watching us on TV when OJ was just discussing it, we had the video from that. I think Logan, our man Logan, has it. We're going to play it again for you on the television broadcast. Great back shoulder catch he caught from Brock Jensen as Walt Akins was there in coverage. And that was one of the highlights for us to see them out there running around. And that was very similar to some of the highlight reels we saw from his days at LSU, where essentially you put it in the area, he comes down with it. Sam, we talked a lot when we met him last week about those huge hands. Doesn't surprise you, does it?
Yeah, definitely doesn't surprise me. And after the first pick that we had, I remember you asking Sam, where do you think we should go? I said either wide receiver or tight end with that second pick. You thought I was crazy, but, you know, I didn't know that they were going to go out and select this young man and have an opportunity to meet him and just be able to watch his skill set today, and just to see him coming up with those plays like that is going to be phenomenal to watch him over the next couple of years. I just hope that, you know, what Dennis Hickey has said is true, that he'll be able to play on the outside, he'll be able to play in on at the slot position to take that pressure off of Mike Wallace. Pressure should be on Mike Wallace because he's the high dollar guy on this football team. But we know what Mike Wallace does is stretch the football field, you know, vertically and get those safeties and that cornerback out of it. And now you need somebody to work the middle. You know, nobody worked that middle better than the man sitting next to me, OJ McDuffie. So he will definitely, over the next couple of weeks, tell you how important Jarvis Landry will be to this football team and the offensive scheme, you know, that Bill Lazor put it in, because the middle is going to be such wide open. If we can just get the zone blocking scheme running, whatever that it is Bill Lazor is going to be running, because those linebackers are going to be coming downhill, and all you have to do is just hit right behind them in that little sweet spot.
Yeah, Dennis Hickey talked about Jarvis Landry glowingly there. He also discussed Billy Turner, the third-round pick, who we mentioned in the limited time we saw him in a offensive line formation. He was lining up at left guard, so interesting that seems to be where they're projecting him for the future. And, again, we'll know more next week when the OTAs come around to see where he fits into the hierarchy of power when it comes to the depth chart on the offensive line. But his demeanor, the nastiness that he displayed at North Dakota State, was something that Dennis Hickey said stood out to him.
It's one of the first things you notice, just the nasty, what we call nasty demeanor, and the desire to finish blocks and finish his play. So that was definitely, you know, this is a tough game, and you got to be able to match that. And we really liked his demeanor. That was one of the strong suits.
Dennis Hickey talking about the strong suit of Billy Turner, the demeanor. It's interesting. We've discussed at length the transition not only from college to the pros, but from an FCS school to the NFL, and high expectations around a third-round pick in Billy Turner, knowing the needed offensive line. how nice is it to have that as sort of the base level for a guy? Obviously, you got to have everything else. But OJ, when you look at his demeanor that was just described by Dennis Hickey, how important is that going to be for him as he makes that transition?
It's very important. It's very important because what you want to do is you want a guy to be nasty, especially like when you get guys in the run game. You want to be able to go out there and maul guys. And a guy like Billy Turner, he reminds me of guys like John Bach and Tim Ruddy. You know, they're going to block their guy, and then they're going to hunt up somebody else to block, and they're going to look for a third person to play still going. And that's you have to have, man. Guys like that just want to be on guys all the time. Block their guy, help out on somebody else, and just, you know, play through the whistle. Not past the whistle, play through the whistle. And I think Billy Turner's a guy that, you know, you love that nastiness because, you know, just think about me. Look at our team lately. We haven't been the nastiest of teams. We haven't been able to run the ball because we haven't been nasty enough. Bringing a guy like that, and hopefully his nastiness, you know, becomes contagious. And a lot of guys feel the same way about getting after guys through the whistle, blocking two and three guys, man. That's what it's all about in terms of getting the run game. And if you do that, Sam, you know that. If you start blocking guys and then another guy, guys are going to start peeking a little bit. They're going to be looking for Billy Turner. You know, is Billy coming after me on this play? So it's a good situation.
And it's really good that he's young and he has this demeanor that Dennis Hickey is talking about. Now, you know, when Juice is talking about guys going to be looking around for him, this is going to make practice that much better. Juice and talked about, you know, the battles that we had throughout the course of our time playing wide receiver. It only made you better for the football game. And then you start to look for that guy in the regular games because you know that he's going to be going against one of the top defensive tackles or a top linebacker, and you know that he's going to finish every single play, and no matter what or how mad that opposing guy get, he's going to do it from first quarter all the way to the fourth quarter, and there's nothing you can do because it's already built inside of him. So like OJ said, if he can be infectious and spread this through the course of the offensive line, we already know that Mike Pouncey has it in him. We understand, you know, what Brandon Albert can do, and just listening and being around Juwan James for the last couple of days, just understanding what we think that clock is in his head, this offensive line could be one of the most revamped offensive line in the National Football League if these guys can stay together and stay healthy for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, and then if you look just long term as well, knowing they're all coming, if you look at Juwan James and Billy Turner coming at the same time as Brandon Albert, mm-hmm. with Mike Pouncey already there, it's an exciting time if you look at the future, the long term success of this team, if these guys can all come together in a successful way. Guys, you look at who's been signed so far in the rookie class. Terrence Vaday, the 7th round pick, Matt Hazel, the 6th round pick, Jordan Tripp, one of the 5th round picks, the other guy, Arthur Lynch, another 5th rounder. Dennis Hickey discussed his new tight end out of Georgia.
That he can block, but he can also run routes, catch the ball. He's a really smart player, has had good production there at Georgia, and he's done a good job out here. So we feel like he brings both to the table, and really in our offense and most NFL offenses, you have to bring both to the table to be a significant contributor.
That's versatility seems to be a theme with Dennis Hickey. He likes guys that can do many different things on the field. And OJ, you said that one of the things that stood out to you from an offensive standpoint is the fact that Bill Lazor seems to be implementing many different sets within the formation. So to talk a little bit more about that and how they can utilize Arthur Lynch, and not necessarily him specifically, but just as an offensive set.
And that's the thing about it. When you talk about guys that are that versatile, you know, you can keep the same guy in there that you can run behind him, or you can flex him out and run pass plays with him. You know, a lot of times when teams substitute, it gets a big indicator on what they're trying to do. You come in with, you know, if you're already starting a game with three wides and a tight end and a running back, and you got your you can do anything. You can run out of that set. You can pass out of that set. You know, and that's the key. Guys that can do a lot of different things: run routes. You know, go over the middle, go deep. I mean, that means you can go in there and you don't have to substitute as much, and it keeps defenses off balance. When they have to keep the same group of guys in there, and they don't know if you're going to run or pass out of certain situations, it makes it real tough. And if you play with some tempo, you know, if you get out there in that heat and you play with some tempo, you're going to have guys that are going to be dying out there on the defensive side of the ball. And that's the key. The offensive guys have to be able to run all day. They have to be in great shape, but they have to be able to run and pass equally well in order for this team offense to be successful.
Well, one of those guys who needs to be able to run all day on the offensive side of the ball is